are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's everybody doing? Yeah, I noticed the more pain I'm in, the lower my voice. Usually when I'm feeling all good and I'm all in a good mood, I'm like, hi, it's Dr. Dahlia. How's everybody doing? You know, back's still acting up, so I'm like, all right, how's everybody going? Everybody good? We're all good. I just know that, like, when I get mad at the kids, my voice gets really low. When I'm mad at my husband, I don't scream high-pitched. My voice gets low, and I get actually, I speak slower, and I get more quiet. And, like, if my kids act up, I'll even growl at them. Like, when they were little, you know, and they'd start to do something, and I was in a location where I really couldn't yell at them, I would go, you know, kind of like Marge Simpson, you know. And it would work. You know, the kids would hear it. The lower the pitch, the better you hear. You know, if you have a person in the family who has hearing issues, you speak lower. When you speak lower, they pick it up. That's why nobody has a problem listening to my show. Well, they may have a problem listening to it because of content. But Dr. Dahlia, I love Obamacare. I can't listen to your show. I'm a huge fan of Obamacare. And because you don't like Obamacare, I can't listen. All right, well, fine. But people who have a hearing issue don't have too much of a problem because I have a lower voice. Even when I try to sing, you know, the Flashdance song, What a Feeling, and I can't do it because I have a low voice. I have more of a Devi voice, you know? Yet, you want me to, you know, sing Georgia? That I could do. You know, I could do the low, deep voice. Swing low. I could sing low. All right. Sweet chariot. Okay, I'll stop there. Okay, anyway, so, I like to sing, and I like to sing low. All right, what do we got today? Coming for to carry me home. All right, I'm done with it. Okay, Walmart's in the news. Walmart in the news twice. We always have Walmart news. One, apparently a woman got so mad at her husband for what he got her for Mother's Day, and I guess because he got it at Walmart that she stabs him. That's the headline today. So we'll find out. My husband got my Mother's Day gift at Target, and I was fine with that. In fact, you know what I wasn't fine with, though? I'm going to tell you something. You know what I wasn't fine with? He wrapped it up. He wrapped up my present in a lawnmower. You know the lawn bag? Those black garbage bags. Yeah, he wrapped it up in that. I mean, he couldn't even wrap it up in the Target bag, you know. But, okay, so if I had a problem with that, but still, he got me a gift. I don't care. Got it from Target. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, I guess somebody comes on the PA system at a Walmart in New Jersey and asks all black people to leave. And I guess this happened a couple years ago, and now somebody's suing. So we have Walmart in the news. Some interesting news. The Z-Pak, Zithromax, one of our favorite medications. News broke today that it may have a link to cardiac death. So we have to talk about that. Also, it looks like Robert Kennedy Jr.'s son, well, Robert F. Kennedy, right, Jr., okay, his son's estranged wife was found dead. We need to talk about that. I gotta tell you, nobody in that family lives long. I am just baffled by all the tragedy that hits the Kennedy family. People are still getting pedicures with the fish eating the dead skin. We gotta talk about how stupid that is. I guess they did a study and found that gaydar is true, that people do have gaydar and are able to pick out who's gay. Like it matters. And I guess two Navy ships collided off the Southern California coast. Nobody was hurt, but I think they were playing battleship. So we got a lot to talk about. Boy, this is busy. This is really a busy show. Of course, I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to try to pack it all in like rectal packing we do after we drain an abscess. Pack it all in, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, yeah, if we have time, they think they could diagnose Parkinson's from looking up our colon. They think during a colonoscopy, or they could actually do a colonoscopy to see if we have Parkinson's disease, a neurological disease. Next, they're going to probably try to diagnose our dental disorders of our colon as well. So just, you know, don't let the doctors do it. You know, there is such a push for these doctors to go up our rectums. I don't understand it. Everybody wants to go through the orifice. And I'm not, I know I'm a doctor. I don't push it. I'm like, look, I mean, just open your mouth. If you have a dental issue, I'll look through your mouth. I don't need to go through the colon. But they're doing everything now with your bottom orifices. They're taking out gallbladders. They're taking out kidneys through your vagina. Do they really have to do that? Why, what was wrong with the old way? Really? You can't take a gallbladder out the old way. You have to go up into the vagina. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, it's less scarring. People have less scarring. How do you know we don't want scarring by our vaginas? Maybe our vaginas are on TV or in pictures. I mean, obviously, everybody now that becomes famous overnight has obviously done some sort of videography with them naked. They're assuming that we aren't worried about scars in the genital area. I say go back to the old way. You don't need to be, you know, diagnosing us through our colons, through our vaginas, through our urethras. Just go back the old way. You know, simple ear infection, look in the ear. That's all you got to do. Look in the ear. It worked, right? It's worked for centuries, and you really don't have to look up the colon for that one. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow me on Facebook. Go to my Facebook fan page. It's crucial you guys do that because I'm going to have to get rid of my regular Facebook account. It's just too cluttered. You get too many people, and I don't get to read what everybody writes. The Facebook page is a lot easier, and there's no limit. I have people that can't add on to my regular Facebook. Go to my Facebook fan page. It's important. It's crucial. Make sure you do that. Okay. Also, we need to talk about, I guess, Trayvon Martin. We have some of his, some of the medical reports. We'll talk about that. And I guess now they have a report on the single gunshot wound that killed Trayvon Martin. We're talking about George Zimmerman. I'm sorry, George Zimmerman, who is now being charged and going to be tried for the death of Trayvon Martin. And we have some more information on that. If I can eloquently get it together over break. Whew, busy show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to play some of your phone calls. I don't have time to play all of them, but I love it because you guys get to hear yourself on air and other people, go, oh, okay, well, he's pretty smart. Okay, we're finally getting some education because other callers are calling into the show. I think we had posed the question, what did they use in caveman days or in ancient days for medicine? And of course, you could always call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, but some of you guys gave some answers. One of them, let's go ahead and play, Donovan. Huh, they must use silence.
Hi, Doc. Enjoy your show. I think the cavemen did honey. I think honey is a good cure for a lot of different things. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Honey. I should have brought that up. Thank you. I should have brought that up yesterday. One thing we're going to do, and we're going to spend a lot of time on this one day, because this is one of my I love old ancient type medicine and what they did in the olden days. I just love that type of stuff. And absolutely, I should have brought that up on my own, so I'm kind of kicking myself. But thank you. See, my listeners are smart. If you listen to talk radio, you're smart. All right, so I love my listeners. Thank you. Honey was used to treat wounds. It was used as an antiseptic. It was used as an emollient. They used it for even sinus issues. There's old AI. I'm going to spend a lot more time on this, but the antibacterial properties and the wound healing properties of honey, it's multiple fold. You know, one is honey has a lot of vitamins in it. It's got magnesium. It also has glucose. So there's a lot of nutrients in honey. Number two is its viscosity is very helpful when it comes to wounds. I mean, unfortunately, we aren't using honey as much nowadays, but, you know, we've actually had studies where we've used topical honey on diabetic ulcers. And one study is testing Manuka honey on MRSA. So I agree with you there. I think honey. Willow, they used willow for toothaches and pain. They used mint back in the olden days, pomegranate. So we'll spend some time. But and again, I'm sorry I can't read all your answers. Many of you have called in with that. But thank you guys so much, because it's cool stuff. It's cool stuff. Maybe what I should do is, like, every show I throw out a little bit of old ancient medicine, history, that type of thing. You know, whenever there was all sorts of news on the Titanic, we spent, you know, because we were not celebrating, but we were marking the anniversary of the 100th year of the Titanic sinking. Some sources were going into what the medical bay, the sick bay, was on the ship, and it was like a mini hospital. It was absolutely phenomenal. We went through that, and to me, you know, I know many of you think I love my show and I listen to every parts of it. That segment, one of my favorites, when we talked about what they had, you know, there was no dentist, but many of the doctors on the ships of that time, including Titanic, had to be able to perform dentistry, had to be able to deliver babies, etc. So pretty cool stuff. Doctors in those days, that you had to do everything. You didn't specialize. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to become a family doctor. Not so much to be on the radio, where that radio came later, but I wanted to be a family doctor, because if I was on a plane or in a restaurant or on a ship and somebody says, is there a doctor in the house? No matter what the patient is, because my biggest fear is somebody goes, yeah, there's a doctor in the house, and I walk up and I can't touch a patient because they're a kid or they're a pregnant woman, or, you know, I could do what I need to do and, you know, get down and dirty and help, you know, fix what I have to fix, or deliver the baby, or deal with the seizure, or deal with the code. And that's the type of doctor I always wanted to be. And unfortunately, though, many of us family docs, we really don't get to do what we were trained to do. Yeah, I was trained to do so much, but living in a modern city, a highly populated city, most of the family docs, we don't deliver babies, we don't do the hysterectomies, we don't take out the appendixes. You know, we have the specialists do it, because if God forbid something goes wrong, the attorney on the other side will go, well, it's not standard of care for a family doctor. You don't do thousands of these a month. You're supposed to refer out. So it's frustrating, because I feel so limited. There is so much I want to do. You know, you guys probably saw how excited I was when I was teaching you all how to deliver a baby, right? Chew off the cord. Not chew off the cord. Cut the cord. Yeah, exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. I really miss delivering babies. But anyway, we're back. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so apparently just a little bit more news coming our way on the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin killing case. Apparently, they said that the Florida teenager Trayvon Martin died from a single gunshot wound to the chest. An autopsy report reveals it was from intermediate range. They say Trayvon Martin, 17-year-old, also had a fresh injury that evening, a small abrasion, no more than a quarter inch in size on his left ring finger below the knuckle. Of course, defense is going to use this information to, and this evidence to prove that there was some sort of a altercation, and that it wasn't George Zimmerman coming out of his SUV deciding to shoot with no altercation, that there was some sort of trauma that was elicited from the victim's fist. Trayvon Martin's, or I'm sorry, George Zimmerman's medical report apparently shows he had a broken nose, swelling, two black eyes, cuts to the scalp. So these documents are part of 300 pages, I think, of evidence, 67 CDs of witness statements, surveillance videos, and other material. Most of this is going to be made public and is going to be used in the second-degree murder case against George Zimmerman. So as more comes out, we'll keep you posted. Many of us are you know, very, I mean, again, it's a horrible case. It's such a tragedy, and we don't want to see anybody shot. But this got so much attention because, you know, in the beginning, everybody wanted Sanford police to, you know, step down, and they, you know, the Sanford police chief did step down. The feds got involved with the case. And people were like, well, wait a second. Why were the Sanford police so sure that this was self-defense? You know, and the media just, you know, went crazy with this. And everyone's been talking about hate crime, et cetera. So we want answers. We all want answers. And bits and pieces of evidence are going to now come into play. And it's looking more and more like there was some sort of a fight. And I apologize, I'm not an attorney, because I would be speaking about this so much more eloquently. All right, we doctors, you know, we talk a little bit more cut and dry, okay? Your attorneys will go off talking about, well, you do your due diligence and your jurisprudence and your habeas corpus, or I don't know. We talk about BMI, we talk about IUDs, right? We talk about rectal exam, pap smear. Things are much more easier in medicine to speak about. But one of the points that the prosecution was going to make, and what they wanted to make, was this was a case where George Zimmerman got out of his car. He didn't need to get out of his car. He saw Trayvon Martin. They had some sort of verbal altercation, shoots him for no reason. And that's not going to be the case they're going to be able to present. All right. Now, whether he had the right to shoot, that's going to be what they're obviously going to deliberate. But we're just all kind of watching this case pretty closely because the law, the Florida law, Stand Your Ground. Many people want that law repealed, where if you are in an altercation, you shoot to defend yourself. You're protected by law. And that's apparently what they're claiming saved George Zimmerman from being initially arrested at the time of the killing. So just a quick recap on that. As we get more information, we'll let you know. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So we have a woman who stabbed the father of her children several times on Sunday, on Mother's Day. According to police, Wendy gave her a cheap Mother's Day present that he purchased at Walmart. Paige, this is so stupid. This is ridiculous. Paige Parkerson, 20, from Jefferson County, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the death of her live-in boyfriend, Clifton Barkin, 22. I'd like to see what it was. What was the gift? I think it was flowers. Apparently, Mrs. Wright had just dropped her son off at the house. This was mother of the victim, Yvetta Wright, got a phone call from Parkinson allegedly confessing the crime. She had just dropped off her son. And I guess she had told police that the mom expected a more expensive gift, such as jewelry. Both boys, the sons, were asleep at home during the incident. The woman is now held at Jefferson County bail on $75,000 bond. Now, men, I don't know what to tell you with this. This is absolutely crazy, okay? I don't know why Walmart has to be involved with the story. I love Walmart. I'm a huge fan. Like I said, my husband and kids went to Target, got my Mother's Day gift. I was very happy with that. I was just happy they remembered Mother's Day. But every now and then, you have some kooky people. You have some kooky people. For example, apparently somebody decides to get on the PA system at a Winslow, New Jersey Walmart and asks that all black people leave the store. Attention, Walmart customers, all black people must leave the store. Now, apparently one of the gentlemen at Walmart, Donald Batty, said he was so traumatized by this that now he is suing Walmart for $1 million. He says this suffered depression, and he suffered depression, anxiety, anger, and loss of appetite. Why would Walmart do that? What's going on here? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we're talking about some crazy people out there, people getting on PA systems. You know, with this Walmart, I don't know if it was a joker, you know, somebody does that. I watch a show with Practical Jokers. Do you guys ever see that show on True TV? One of my favorite shows, group of guys that grew up together. Force each other to do things that embarrasses themselves, and whoever doesn't do it or does the worst job of it loses and has to, again, have public humiliation. And sometimes in this show, this Impractical Joker show, they'll have their, like, let's say, all right, you have to take over a cashier at a show, at a store. And the store, of course, gives permission prior to the filming. So while they're checking in the groceries, et cetera, they have to look at the people as they're coming by and say things to them. And they have to say whatever their buddies tell them to say through their little microphone system and through the little headset. And so if there's a woman there, you know, that looks like a MILF, they have to go, okay, you know, they tell them, go tell her she's a MILF, or go ask her if she'll, you know, make you breakfast in the morning or whatever. And so I was worried that when I heard this, you know, this in New Jersey, which is, of course, you know, across the water, right, in New York here, I thought it was one of them that told the other get on the PA system, and it's not. It doesn't look like it has anything to do with the Practical Jokers. But unfortunately, Walmart is getting sued because they can't control their PA system. Or maybe they had an employee that was upset. I don't know. But I got to tell you, what also scares me is what's been going on in Mississippi. You guys hear about this fake cop killer? All right, now, apparently, the police force in Mississippi is telling people don't pull over. If there's somebody behind you with their lights and sirens, do not pull over. Okay? Call 911 and verify that it is a legitimate police officer. All right? Apparently, two people have been killed by someone allegedly posing as law enforcement late at night. And so now Tate County Sheriff's Office said, we urge everyone to be cautious while driving, especially at night. If someone attempts to pull you over with flashing lights and you feel unsure of stopping, do not pull over. Use your cell phone and dial 911. And if it's a real officer, then the dispatcher will confirm it for you. And if it's not a real officer, they will send help to you. Boy, that is frightening. You know, now I know some of you are like, wait a second, that's great. Okay, I can now outrun the cops. All right, if I'm speeding, there's a cop behind me, I can outrun the cops and not get in trouble because I can say I was worried it was the cop. It was the fake cop killer. No. You'll still get in trouble. They said, our deputies have been told not to overreact. If someone does not immediately pull over, your safety is our primary concern. See, sometimes my radio, when I was younger, my radio would be on too loud. So I would have no idea that a police officer was behind me. And the mirror, you know, when I was younger, I was so stupid. I would always be checking my makeup and my teeth at the stoplight. So the rearview mirror was faced down towards me. So every time I got pulled over, I would have no idea until probably miles later. And then by then, they'd be mad. You didn't see me? Well, no, because the rearview mirror was looking at me. So, you know, in between stops, I could check my teeth and check how I look, and the music was on, so I couldn't hear the siren. One time I used to work at the EPA in college, and there was a special type of parking, and you had to have a parking permit. And I remember the cop had followed me, I don't know for how long, miles. And then I finally rolled down the window so I could put my key in, right, so I could open up the gate. And then all of a sudden I got blasted by the horn by the police officer, and I just drive through. And I was like, really? You're following me? But I'm not speeding. I mean, I was going 2 miles an hour, but that's because she caught me miles ago. I don't do well with the female cops. The male cops, I could get out of. This one, oh, no. And she was mad because she had to follow me for a long time. You know, I was listening to some good music back then. You know, music was pretty good. Okay, so anyway, be very careful if you're driving around Mississippi. But my only worry is, I mean, can this happen anywhere else? We had a huge scare in Nevada where there were, you know, bad guys dressed up, pedophiles dressed up as police officers. You know, we teach our kids, you know, look, if there's a stranger, you run to a police officer. Well, we had to actually teach our kids, no, you run to a teacher, or if not, you run. You know what I mean? You do not know how difficult it was trying to explain to my young boys at that time when this was going down how you do not just go up to a person because he looks like a police officer. It's, you know, poor police officers. You know, kids are like, ah, you're going to kill me. Police officers are like, I'm just supposed to, you know, need your help. What are you going to do? All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doc Dolly.
Hello.
64 years old. Got MRIs or x-rays. Got arthritis in both shoulders. I do the diclofenac, the doctor, podiatrist, put me on it for had a gout inflammation. Okay. As far as I know, my uric acid levels are okay because I just had my annual, didn't show any else. I've got an internist that is very uninterested, though. I mean, he on a blood pressure group for a couple of years. It gave me a dry, raspy cough, and I had to kind of self-diagnose myself
ACE inhibitors.
But anyway, my question is, is there anything I can do? My shoulders hurt so bad. You know, I do the glucosamine every day, but if I slack off on that just for half a day, it, you know, it's impossible to get comfortable laying around and everything else like that. So I just wondered if there was anything else that you could. I love the show.
Well, thank you for your call. Thank you. Well, here's the thing. If both your shoulders are hurting, I actually find it amazing that the glucosamine is working that well. But I hate seeing patients that are so afraid of missing the dose. I mean, if you miss a dose, like you were saying, of your glucosamine and you're having pain, okay, we have obviously some underlying issues. And it's a shame your internist is uninterested. That's also a shame, too. I hate when I see patients or my listeners say, my doctor doesn't care. I mean, when you're in pain, I've been suffering with low back pain because I pulled my back out on Mother's Day. Stupid. I just got up to hug my mom, and when I sat back down, yeah, I know. Oh, man. Horrible. All I did was hug my mom. Now, I honestly, in the future, my mom just gets a fist bump. I'm not getting up to hug her. Fist bump and that's it. Maybe a high five, but I'm not getting up because I really messed up for that one. You know what? I'll tweet my mom. I'll give my mom a Mother's Day tweet. We'll just do that. Anyway, I love my mommy. Where was I going with this? Okay, yeah, so once you experience pain, I think I am a better doctor the more I've experienced. You know, once I suffer from migraines, boy, do I have empathy and sympathy for people with migraines. Once I had a baby, boy, the way I approach a pediatric patient is completely different. You know, you're like, okay, wait a second. Kids don't follow the textbook. So my suggestion is if both your shoulders hurt, someone's got to do an MRI and see what the pathology is. Now, you may benefit from a steroid injection. If nothing surgical, you know, or too severe is going on based on MRI, you may be able to do well with a corticosteroid injection and some physical therapy. So I would maybe, you know, if your internist isn't interested, see if at least you could get in with an orthopedist. But you could only take glucosamine for so long, and it sounds like if you miss a dose, it's really not. We want to, if we can't solve the problem, at least prevent it from worsening. And if you're having pain, and when you have pain, you're afraid to use your shoulder, and then possibly you could start getting stiffness or adhesive capsulitis, we want to start to go for treatment, okay, not alleviation of your symptoms. So I would recommend get in with an orthopedist, have him take a look at you, start some physical therapy, possibly consider an injection, and then and go from there. And again, if your internist is disinterested, find a new internist. It's frustrating. I don't think anybody should show any disinterest when it comes to pain. Okay, yes, we do have people that like to, you know, get their prescriptions of Lortab and then sell it to the high school students. Yes, we do, you know, but those are starting to get, it's easier to find those people out. Somebody in real pain, I think we're able to discern what's going on. What I don't know what to discern is what's going on with Z-Pak and Zithromax and this risk of cardiac death. So don't go away. We got to talk about one of the most commonly used antibiotics. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us are concerned about this report that azithromycin, a very commonly used antibiotic considered one of the safest on the market, now may up your risk of cardiac death. Now, some of you are like, well, I'm not worried, Dr. Dahlia, because you know we've been using Zithromax for years. True. I think Zithromax has been around for about 10, 12 years at least. And the Z-Pax came out, I think, in the late 90s. So we're talking about close to 15 years this drug has been out on the market. And thank God, none of my patients, knock on wood, have had any issues. None of my listeners, from what I understand. But if any of you do have a story or a family member who unfortunately had an issue with the Z-Pak or Zithromax, Zithromycin is the brand name, please call in. I'd love to hear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, apparently they believe, and it's a very small risk, but azithromycin is a macrolide antibiotic. Now, this antibiotic is very similar to clarithromycin or Bioxin. Now, it's also familiar, very similar to erythromycin. Erythromycin, an older medication, many of us still use it. It works very well with walking pneumonia and a variety of other infections. And so, erythromycin, also you could use for conjunctivitis, a variety of things. But many people don't like erythromycin because it bothers their stomach. When I had to take it, when I was coming down with pneumonia in medical school, I had to still work, and it worked. I mean, I was nauseated and I felt sick, but it worked, and I was still able to work. So, but when Z-Pak came out, you didn't have the nausea. Now, Bioxin, or clarithromycin, came out around a similar time, but with Bioxin, you can sometimes get a metallic taste in your mouth, and they found that clarithromycin, or even the erythromycin, could cause heart-related events, ventricular arrhythmias, and sudden cardiac death. So when a doctor had a choice between using a Z-Pak, which didn't appear to have any of these issues, or erythromycin, or clarithromycin, Bioxin, they went for the Z-Pak. Now, apparently, in today's New England Journal of Medicine, they're saying, wait a second here, there has been increased reports of traçatis de pointes. Now, that is a French term for a, kind of like a term, when you oscillate around a certain point, it delineates a type of ventricular arrhythmia that can actually go into VTAC or possibly even death, asystole. Now, whenever you have an abnormal rhythm of the ventricle or abnormal rhythm even of the atrium, it can be extremely dangerous. So we don't like traçatis de pointes. Now, again, this was a very, very small link to the azithromycin having with patients with this. All right. Apparently, from what I understand, in this study period, let me read it to you, there were 347,000 prescriptions for azithromycin. They were looking at mortality among participants of the Tennessee Medicaid program, looking specifically at deaths in patients given azithromycin between 1992 and 2006. In comparison, they also analyzed deaths among matched controls of people not given the antibiotics, and then those that were treated with other antibiotics like amoxicillin and Cipro, which shouldn't have cardiovascular issues. Levoquin and levofloxacin may, but they tried to pick two antibiotics that were supposed to be known to not have cardiac issues. So this is a big study. They were looking at 347,000 prescriptions for the Z-Pak, 1.3 million of amoxicillin, 264,000 of Cipro, all right? And then I guess they looked at 1 million controls. Three-quarters of the Zithromax recipients were women with an average age over 49. During the five-day course of the Zithromax treatment, there were 29 deaths from cardiovascular causes, 22 being sudden cardiac death. Now, that's small. That is very small. They say the rates per 1 million antibiotic courses were 85.2 and 64.6. I mean, so we're talking a very, very low amount, but it still shows an increased risk. Compared with no antibiotic treatment, the Zithromax had an increased risk for death cardiac death. So, I'm not going to stop prescribing it by any means, but I'm wondering if maybe as we doctors and medical providers start shelling out the antibiotics, we maybe stop for a second, make sure we have a patient that's cardiovascularly safe, And we, you know, inform patients that there could be the very, very rare instance that this could cause a cardiac arrhythmia. Now, it's frustrating because, you know, we want to think there's things out there that are safe. Many of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, this really doesn't shock me. I mean, aren't there risks with everything? Yes, there are. Nothing is foolproof. Nothing is 100% safe. Now, you can take some acetaminophen for a headache. I mean, nothing is 100% safe. It's just what's frustrating is we were going to this Zithromax to avoid the other medications that could cause cardiac issues. And it's frustrating. Now, do they need to do a little bit more research? You know, did any of these people have cardiac issues and were undiagnosed? I don't know. You know, but could somebody having an infection have been more at risk? And it was independent of being given Zithromax. I mean, there's a whole bunch of questions with this. But I have to say, this was significant enough for it to be published in the New England Journal of Medicine and for us to talk about it now. So, like I said, nothing to panic. They're not going to take the medicine off the market because, again, its other sister medications are still out there being used on a regular basis, and we rarely see any issues. But if you do have some cardiac vulnerabilities, history of abnormal rhythms, history of long QT syndrome, etc., you may want to be, you know, careful with that macrolide set of and family of antibiotics. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, sounds good? Whew. And as I get more information, of course, you know, I let you know. This is the only show that tells you about these things, all right? It may not tell you about them competently and eloquently, but at least I give you the information. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, another study that came out said gaydar is real. People able to look at somebody and tell them if they're gay or not, called gaydar, is actually real. A study, I hope they didn't spend money on this. Research asked 129 college students to look at 96 photos of young men and women and to identify who were gay and who weren't, based on the photos. They had no glasses, no jewelry, no facial hair, no earlobe piercings, nothing. Even the faces viewed upside down. People were able to accurately guess 60-some percent of the time who were gay or straight. Now, why is this important? I really don't know. My thinking is when animals are looking for a mate, okay? See, me, I had excellent gaydar, but it only took, you know, after dating so many men and them turning gay. You know, I dated so many guys at college that I thought were straight, they thought were straight, but after they dated me, they're like, no, you know what? I am 100% gay. Thank you, Dahlia. No problem. No problem at all. So, you know, whether I turn them gay or whether I push them over the edge, I don't know. I mean, my belief is, you know, you always know. And if you don't always know, it takes that one relationship to go, definitely I'm not into women. And it's a shame because I thought I was hot stuff at the time and I guess I wasn't. But so for me, you know, I kind of realized, look, you know, to increase my chances of fertility, I better figure this out. And in nature, animals will do that. I believe as humans, we animalistically will know and will get a sense of who we could possibly mate with. Now, some people don't. Some women love falling over gay men all the time. Why? They're sensitive. They dress well. They love going shopping with you. I mean, my best friends, when I started dating my husband, he didn't understand why I had so many gay male friends. And I'm like, because you won't go shopping, you won't do this with me, you won't do this with me, you won't do this with me, but they will. And he's like, okay, fine, go. So I think this proves that you do have that animalistic instinct to find a future mate. And so your body can tell if this is somebody that probably won't mate with you. You know what, but even straight guys didn't want to mate with me. All right, guys, we're coming back. We're coming back after break. If you can be with us, 1-877-DOCDALI, if not, be safe. Follow me on Twitter, and God bless you all, and God bless the troops.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.